And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Tuesday morning. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here for the hour by Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. He's the District 3 representative. Good morning to you, Mr. Wells.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and this is actually going to be, for our listeners who maybe aren't aware, this will actually be Ron's final appearance on the show as commissioner, as he will be coming off the commission here in January. Ron, that's kind of hard to believe. You've been here, what, about 8 years?
Yeah, it's been eight years. And what I tell my friends and things are, I served my sentence and my parole is coming up in January.
I guess that's one way to look at it for sure.
It is.
But I know that this is something that's been in your blood here for a long time. You've enjoyed serving, and we're going to reflect on that a little bit here, at least in the first part of the show, and kind of what the office has been, what all the duties have entailed here the past 8 years.
Well, you know, back, unlike today with the candidates that we have running, back when I ran both times, the people that ran actually wanted to be a county commissioner, and they had goals and things they wanted to take care of. You know, one of them was taxes, Walkette Creek flooding, there was a number of things. But what I feel best about is early on when I got on, we had a project that had been signed on by previous commissioners called the Casement Outfall Project. We looked at it, and it was over $650,000 projected, and we couldn't afford that. So I used some of my 40, 50 years building experience and kind of redesigned it and went to the engineer. He took it to the engineering firm. And because it would have failed the first year with the rains we had. So when I got finished presenting it to the engineer, they redesigned, and I saved the county over $250,000 just on that one project. So I figured that covered my salaries for a few years. And that one has proven out so far. So that was one of the things that I felt good about. The other one, one day, when I was a chairman, I signed a contract on a project for the county. I found out the contractor was behind on taxes. So I spent the evening designing several bills and presented them to the county, and the county councilor wrote it up, and the other two commissioners approved, and the bills went to Topeka, and actually HB 2476 passed, so we can collect back taxes quicker if somebody that does work for the county owes us money. The HB 2477, of course, it failed, but I think it would have been a good bill had it passed. So they were kind of remarked as unusual for a commissioner to get a bill through in Topeka. So that, and then my work with the LABTR with Senator Tom Pawk and Governor Kelly's staff, we were pretty much on track and would have meant a good amount of money for the city of Manhattan if it hadn't been for the COVID-19. So I'm figuring we're going to have a little step back there. But Senator Hawk said he's going to continue keeping that at the forefront.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that all turns out. I know you worked real hard on that for the last couple of years to get that going. And, you know, you can't predict pandemics. Going forward, do you anticipate whoever fills your seat will maybe take that on as well?
Well, unfortunately, I don't mean to be sour grapes, you know, because I just had my fill. I did put some signs out and really didn't campaign or spend any money because I was hoping for, good people in there. But, you know, right now we've only got one of the four candidates that actually wants to be a county commissioner. I know a state legislator told me a week and a half ago that, you know, in Fannie Fanny, for instance, all of her agendas have really nothing to do with the county. More, it should be more for Congress. And, you know, at, Catherine Pokey campaigned in the primary just to change the county from Republican to Democrat. And so, actually, we just have the one North County that's actually been there every meeting, visiting with his county commissioner and trying to actually be a county commissioner. And there again, yesterday, we only had two come out and view the firing range.
And who are the two
I don't hold out much hope, Brandon, that because What I learned when I battered pizza, and this was told to me by one of our Republican representatives and two senators, Republican senators. The Republican Party wants to do away with the LABTR, I mean, a large number of them. And as Senator Hawk told me, you know, 3 years ago, if the party wanted to reduce property tax, they should have all been behind getting this thing taken care of.
So it sounds to me like you feel like going forward, the next county commission is going to be a little more political than what it is currently at this point?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, the county commission is a very unique, that's where government starts, and I've attended meetings across the nation. I've met hundreds and hundreds of commissioners. The parties are never discussed, and matter of fact, I spent every month on a board with 14 other counties, and the at juvenile detention, and I couldn't tell you who's in what party. So my fear is they're going to try to make county commission now become more and more political. And actually, a county commissioner, what you do, you need to learn and actually operate the county. And that's the county commissioner's job, not to be out stumping nationally for all kinds of other items that's not related directly to county work.
I know the current commission's come under fire here the last few months with the coronavirus pandemic. You've had some folks in the meeting that have asked a lot of questions, which I think is okay. That's good to have that kind of dialogue. But sometimes it feels like maybe there's a lack of understanding of how some of the government operations are supposed to work. And I know it's been kind of one of your big things here to kind of educate the folks here on why the county does their meetings when they do and why they operate in that certain fashion, not similar to what the city commission does.
Well, absolutely. It's completely different because county commission, we actually do the work of the county and actually are managing and operating the county. And the reason for the meetings, number one, over the 8 years, we tried meetings in the evening. Absolutely no one showed up except maybe the city council in the little towns that we held the meeting in, number one. And number two, in county, we have North County residents that may be farmers, ranchers, own a business. And when they have an item that needs to come up on the agenda, they can't be like the city, go in there maybe 7 in the evening, and then your thing may or may not come up by midnight. So what they know is exactly what moment their item will be on the agenda. They can come in, take care of business, and then go back to work or go back home. And so that leaves dead time, in between, and that's the purpose. But we have a couple candidates running for county commission that have no idea. They have not taken any time to come in and actually find out how to be a county commissioner. They just have lofty goals and agendas, and I think that's absolutely wrong. I think a person that runs should want to be a county commissioner and operate the county and take care of the problems that the county has.
Speaking with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells here in District 3, and we've got a caller who has a question or a concern. It's Don in Manhattan.
Yeah, how we all doing? Mr. Wells, hey, we appreciate your time and tenure there as a county commissioner. I think the county's going to really miss you because you're talking about a lot of stuff people don't know about, and I hope these new guys put enough effort into it to pick your brain about how to work for the county, and helping these new county commissioners will work for the county and not for the city of Manhattan to help them pay their bills off. The county's got to be the county, and you done a great job, Ron, and we'll miss you, and God bless Trump. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I agree 100%. Like I say, I hope the new people that come in will learn right away that, especially when they go to meetings statewide and nationwide, that they'll learn there's no party involved. You actually do the work of the county, and that should be your only concern.
Yeah, and you know it's going to be interesting to see how the election all unfolds here. We've got it looks like another caller calling in, and we'll get them on the air in just a moment. Are you going to be paying attention? I know there's a candidate forum coming up this weekend. Are you planning to tune into that?
Well, I've been watching the forums and their policies and things, but it looks like the four candidates are pretty well set in what they, are. And I probably will, but there's not much I can do about it. It's going to be up to the voters to hopefully to put the right people in.
All right, fair enough. We have another caller here on the air. Good morning. You're on In Focus with Ron Wells.
Okay. Hey, Ron, I won't tell everybody how much I charge you to say this, but the county is going to miss you. You forgot one thing. You forgot to tell them about the money you went down to the legislature to save this. I don't remember how much it was. There's been so many things that you've done good. I can't remember all of them. But you are going to get the handcuffs off and get back to real life. And you've done a wonderful, wonderful job. And everyone around here is proud of you. You've done a great job. Have a good future. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call. And I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more discussion here with County Commissioner Wells when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.